not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them in also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. In my last congregation, one year during the Lenten midweek services, we would walk into worship, and in the entryway was a wooden bowl full of shards of broken pieces of pottery. Each week, we would choose one and leave it, along with the broken pieces of our lives at the cross. At the end of Lent, they became this beautiful paten and chalice, or cup and plate, a reminder, a promise that Jesus takes the brokenness of our lives and creates out of them something new. I've been thinking of this practice recently because for the last few months, I've been feeling exactly like those pieces. A bit scattered, broken, jagged edges, a piece that longs for wholeness, but finds herself unable to get out of the bowl that holds all the broken things. Maybe it was the pneumonia, or depression, or laziness, or just a bad attitude. And believe me, I have tried so desperately to climb out of that dang bowl. Maybe if I read just the right self-help book, I think, someone will have some words of perfect wisdom that will become the secret to my wholeness. But the only thing that happens is the depletion of my bank account. That was funny, but it didn't, whatever. All right. So, then I try and call a friend, or I look to all of you. Just tell me how wonderful I am, I say, that I'm awesome and great. Give me some positive feedback so that maybe your words of wisdom and graciousness can make the emptiness go away. Or I'll throw myself into Bible school planning, or visit just one more person, thinking that if I do just one more good deed or one more selfless act, if I work just a little bit harder, I'll experience the peace that I long to feel. And occasionally, for a moment, these things work, but usually not for long, because even the best of friends or the greatest of efforts will leave you lacking. For in the end, they're nothing more than hired hands. They'll say they love me, even act like it for a while. They may make me feel better or worthwhile, like I'm destined for more than that wooden bowl of broken pieces. But then something will happen. I'll become too needy. They'll say something wrong. I'll run out of time to do just one more thing. And suddenly all those things that I thought were giving me life, making me whole, turn tail and run for the hills, because they are nothing more than a paid stand-in, a hired hand that fails when the wolves come calling. So I continue my longing for wholeness, for a life abundant, and I'm left wandering about in the pen, waiting for the next great hired hand to dazzle me with false promises. And suddenly I realize, this is not all about me. And honestly, that takes a minute to register. This longing inside of me cannot be fixed by reading another book or making another friend or finding another job. This longing for abundant life cannot be filled by me or by you or by any other hired hand that wanders in for an interview. I can only be made whole. You can only be made whole by the only shepherd who promises never to run, who vows to protect you with his life, who died so that you might never need work your way to heaven again. Now here's the thing. How many times must this be said? How many times do I need to be reminded whose I am and whose arms you belong? How many times will we trust a hired hand and then realize it's only Jesus who makes us whole? Apparently lots, as we say in our house. But honestly, I don't care if I have to preach the same sermon 10,000 times. I don't care if I have to look in the mirror every morning and speak the same words, because from them life flows. So here they are. You, my dearest friends, are sheep. You are in a pen, defenseless, wandering, unable to do it on your own. And that is exactly where you are supposed to be. Jesus, our amazing shepherd, does not lay down his life for us because we are the best sheep, because we are the skinniest sheep, because we are the smartest or most well-groomed. He doesn't ask us to do or be anything. Jesus simply lays down his life for us because we are his. We are loved. We are loved unconditionally without exceptions. Jesus, the one who never runs away, lays down his life so that we might know that nothing but the overwhelming love of God will fill this gaping hole of ours. Nothing but the abundant grace of the shepherd will make us whole. Now, I know that you're going to leave from here thinking that's too easy, that there has to be something else, that those words might work for a Sunday morning, but come Tuesday, you're going to be judging yourself by the number on the scale, or the grade on your assignments, or the amount of time you go without yelling at your children. But don't. When you start to do that, when that tape starts to play in your mind that you need to do just one more thing, instead tell yourself this. Sarah, insert your name here. You are a beloved child of God. You are enough. That's your mantra for today, really for all days. Tattoo that on your heart. Wear that message on your sleeve, because the shepherd has shown his love for you simply because you are. Simply because you are a beloved child of God, and you are enough. Amen.